Welcome back.
Shut the fuck up.
Fucker.
I got nervous knowing we were doing that.
You were a little too quick there.
Yeah.
It's okay. All right, welcome back to Shut the Fuck Up, STFU, the show where we talk shit, bring up news stories, and keep it strictly
platonic.
You got it right. I'm your host, Mr. Old School, along with
Charlie.
Charlie, motherfucker. What's up, friend? How's your week?
Good. Good, good.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I didn't do anything. Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so what'd you do for Valentine's Day?
I went to go smoke
a weed.
A weed? Yeah. Just one?
Yeah.
I went to Sloan's house and we watched, we smoked up. We drank lots of wine. And we ate wine ice cream.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
You rebel.
Yeah, and we watched 1990s cliche chick flicks. Where the two main characters have absolutely no chemistry, none, because they're such bad actors. And then they're like, I love you. And you're like, no, you don't. Like, I don't believe you. It was bad.
Hugh Grant in any of them?
No. It was Michael something something.
Okay.
I didn't know.
Good.
It was called It Had to Be You.
It had to be you.
It had to be you.
All right. You start, I start. You start, you have one story.
What? Well, how's your week?
It was all right. I worked, I watched wrestling. That was it. I'm trying a new IPTV service.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? Yeah. I got nothing going on. I'm a loser.
Me too. I'm the same. Okay, yeah. Go. That's why we do these loser podcasts.
There you go. No, you're up first because you have one article and then we go on the Minnesota.
Okay. Well, I technically have like
Stop
two.
Stop opening the desk.
Thanks. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Desk. Called the table.
Table desk.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
I have a little preparation thing,
go,
too.
Go, do it.
Okay, wait.
Read your iPhone.
I don't have to read my iPhone. Ready?
Do it.
Mr. Old School, you have been selected to be the first colony on Mars. You will receive a one-way ticket and have the privilege to become one of the few humans on Mars. Do you accept?
No.
You don't want to go on Mars? I mean, the first colony? One of the first humans to go there.
I don't have that kind of initiative. Like, that. I don't have that life in it. I don't give a shit. Like,
you're a nerd. I thought that you would love that shit.
No, but I don't like leaving the house. You want me to leave planet Earth? What are you fucking crazy? I don't even want to leave the city, fuck. I'm not going on a spaceship. Fuck that. You got to go in some kind of stasis. Well, no, not from Mars. It's only like 10 years to trip, eh? Something like that?
I have no idea.
Whatever. So
say 10 years.
10 years, whatever. But there's no way you're getting back. Like, you're there.
No, you're there forever. Yeah, that's staying there.
And what are you doing there? You're just like
breaking rock? You're the first colony. Breaking rock? Oh, yeah. You're the first colony. That means that you're going to be a part of every history book in the future.
Yeah, you're dead, though. What do you care?
Yeah, but you're going to be a hero. You're going to be like, oh, wow, he's...
Mountie.
Old School was one of the first humans on Mars. He must have been so dreamy.
Yeah. First of all, that's never... There's no way that would have went down. But okay. Let's pretend that let's pretend how that went down. Sure. Okay, but seriously... Like, the first explorer, Columbus, in that in 1492 or whatever, right?
We still talk about him.
Yeah, but he fucking, the conditions are garbage. Like, he was eating fucking dead rats and shit, and fucking, you're on a boat, you're about to,
pretty
for
sure
4 months, you're going to die.
I'm pretty sure
you're going to gonorrhea all the time.
They're not going to feed you rats. Okay.
No, but I'm saying, like, for to be that first guy to settle anything, it's not easy. It's not like they have Starbucks ready to go and you fucking show up.
Maybe don't make one of those bubbles, you know, where you have like, it's basically like you have trees, the bubbles, and you have trees and a Starbucks and a fucking, I don't know why I have Toys R Us in my head. I don't know, that's weird.
Got to have Toys
R Us. And you even have like flying cars. How about that? Flying cars.
Flying cars here.
In the bubble. What?
Flying.
They don't have flying cars. It's called a plane.
Why can't they just make a bubble here and I'll just live in the bubble here?
No.
I have my own bubble. I'm good in this bubble. I don't have that, like, to have my name carry on and all this shit. Like, I just want to be cool when I'm here now. Like, what do I got to...
You're not cool
here. I'm good here. I'm absolutely good here. I'm absolutely good. I'm not that type of explorer.
Okay, fine. I thought you were a nerd and
I hate traveling. You know I hate traveling.
That's true. But you want to leave. You want to leave us. You want to go to Vancouver.
Well, possibly, but I'm not going to go. Once I get there, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going from this house to another house and staying in the house.
Okay, fine. Well, I agree. So, fail.
That was cool that you had a little bit of preparation there. Working your audacity skills. That was good. Good job. I like that.
No, it's not audacity. It's like an app.
Oh, Mars app?
No, it's like a change your voice.
Okay.
App. You could do.
Do you have like a kidnapper voice? Old school. I want $1 million.
Okay, wait. There's a lot.
There must be kidnapper.
Echo, robot, applause, Dax.
Where's the kidnapper? No, I want kidnapper.
Exterminator, kidnapper. There's haunting.
Yeah, do haunting.
What do you want me to say?
Does it do it in real time or do you have to record it and then
record it?
Oh, yeah, it's such a stupid or whatever.
What do you want me to say?
Say hello, old school. I'm coming for you.
Hello, old school. I'm coming for you.
Literally.
Hello, old school. What the? I'm coming for you.
Oh, that's fucking creepy.
That's awesome. Hold on, let me do something. That's fucking great. That's amazing. That is amazing. All right. Do you want an update on the meteorology bet?
Yeah. So let's say first that on Twitter.
You lost.
No. A lot of people were like, oh, what about this guy? What about that guy? What about that guy? And they were all actors.
Al Roker. Yeah. Al Roker's an actor. Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
So, yeah.
So anyway, I did one search, started in the New York market.
You just got lucky.
Okay, Dylan Dreyer, New York market, meteorologist. Then I went to Chicago. Kaylee Dion Dons, NBC5 weather, meteorologist.
Shit.
Texas, let's go to Texas. Yeah.
Okay, Texas.
Nobody said anything about my accent, so I don't know if it was bad or not. Probably bad. Anyways, NBC. David Finfrock.
Wait, you didn't say anything Texas.
Yeah.
No, you didn't say.
There's NBC in Texas.
Oh, sorry.
Dumbass.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. NBC in Texas, David Finfrock.
Finfrock?
Finfrock. David Finfrock, meteorologist.
Why?
Three cities, three meteorologists.
Fine.
$10. Ching, 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 ching.
I'll give you $10.
Motherfucker.
Dick.
All right. You're up.
Dick. So I have a huge pet peeve.
Oh, I got a pet peeve too. Go.
Okay. I got a huge pet peeve.
Oh, it's big.
Huge.
Massive.
Huge. You want to guess what it is? You'll never guess. But whatever. Actually, I know this already. I'm stretching, by the way.
Okay. Is it a user? Is it a personal behavior? Is it a
yes.
human behavior?
Yes.
Is it?
Kinda.
Okay.
It's you. It happens when you first meet someone.
Oh, the handshake.
Yes.
Oh, the soft handshake?
Limp handshakes. Fucking hate it. You should die. Like, people don't realize that... If you sound so violent on this podcast. You should die.
You want to kill... you literally want to murder fucking everybody.
So, the handshake is the first thing that people come across when they meet you.
Mm-hmm.
It shows off your personality, like the type of person you are.
Yep.
If you show up... And I say, like, hi, nice to meet you. And you go, like, like, stupid limp handshake.
Yeah.
I will judge you like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah. It's funny because I remember you mentioning this, I think, one time. And I was concerned about, I'm not a small guy. I'm concerned about going too hard shaking a woman's hand. And a lot of times I'd hold back a bit.
Well, I know. There's one thing. There's a difference between holding back a bit and like showing your almost your palm.
Okay. Like, no, because like when I shake a man's hand, I fucking go at it. Like I fucking I go. So with a woman, like I'll hold back a bit. Like I don't want to. So now I've learned from yours is like you could still go.
Yeah.
With a woman, just don't crush her, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'll go in a bit harder now. Like I'll give a good stiff.
Give me a handshake.
Okay. There we go.
Okay. Wait. Okay. Now it's gonna be like super awkward because we have these microphones.
They're both on the right. Is that good?
Okay. That's perfect.
That's okay. That was me at 40.
Okay. What do you do with men?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's big. Ow. Yeah. That hurts a little.
So that was me at 80.
At 80?
So, oh, God, hold on. We missed. Okay, that's a good one, right?
You just squeeze a little. Okay. And then just
okay,
like,
hold on. Do it again. Okay, do it again. Okay. Like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Okay. 40%.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
good.
Just like, hey, how are you? Yeah. Like it's a,
okay.
Know?
So for men who give strong handshakes, I can tell you from right now from her, give it a 40.
Give it a 40. Yeah.
if it's a chick, give her, unless she's like fucking
built. But your hand is like 500 times my hand. I can't even go around your hand.
Here's the thing. For a dude, I don't have big hands.
Oh, really?
No.
I'm just a loser? Okay.
No, you just have your mini hands. But like for a guy, I don't have that big hands.
Well, I went to a birthday party once at Brooke's kid's birthday party, like last year or something. And her boyfriend has a friend. Oh. So I met him for the first time. So basically.
Hold on. Brooke's boyfriend's friend. Oh, okay. That was easy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I freaked out there.
Just give me a minute. No, okay. So his friend, I met him and he was like, hi, this is whatever. I don't even remember his name. So this is
Tim Hortons.
This is Tim
Every
Hortons.
Every example is going to be Tim Hortons.
Hi, Tim Hortons. This is Charlie. Yeah. And I go like, hi, nice to meet you. And I was like facing Brooke, like she was further out. And he gave me his hand like he was a princess. You know, like how you're going to basically like kiss the hand. Yeah. Like, whatever.
You should have kissed his hand.
He just gave me the hand like that. And I was like,
what do I do with that?
Like, I just touched it and I made a face like, what's happening? And Brooke noticed me and she's like, and she started laughing at me.
That's awesome.
And I was like, never again. So now every time there's a birthday party or something, I'm always like, is the guy going to be there? And she's like, no, he's not coming.
Wow.
Because I'm like judging him now. Like, who shakes like that? Like
that's
a princess.
Weird. Yeah, that's weird. But yeah, again, guys.
And he has a wife and kids, by the way. I'm not being like
so
sexist
it worked out.
Whatever.
It worked out for him. But yeah, go at 40 with Charlie's type people.
Just be confident. If you're not a confident guy, then whatever.
No, I'm saying you can be confident at 40. If you give a strong handshake, go at 40. Okay. There you go.
Well, I hate it.
You don't like princess.
Oh, my God.
Or
even
just
girls.
Like limp hands. Yeah.
I hate shaking hands with girls because they're always like,
that's
like,
why
come
I think,
on.
But that's why I think there's probably a few in a row that I got that were like that, and I don't want to fucking crush the girl's
hand. Yeah, well, I can't even do it because it's like they block you, right? So that's the thing. So if the person that you're with, like the person that you're shaking hands with, is a retard, sorry, then it makes you look like a dumbass too because it makes like it messes up your flow. So you give a bad impression automatically because they're messing it up for you. So you're like, fuck.
I hate going in where like you miss the hand. You just get the fingers. Like, what do you do with that? Fuck. I can't do it three fingers. I'm horrible with that too. I always have awkward first handshakes. Well, there you go. Now I know. This was a very productive conversation.
Yeah. Anyway.
Limp hands, pet peeves. Oh, fuck. What was my pet peeve?
Yeah, you said that you had a pet peeve.
I forgot now.
Melo.
Oh, it's going to piss me off.
Then it's not a real pet peeve because I think about the handshake every day.
Well, I'm not... Okay, I got it. Okay, so...
Yeah.
So you enter an elevator. You're on the 8th floor.
Again with the elevator. It's like 3 times.
Really? Oh, what was my other thing with the elevator? Oh, the singing. Yeah, okay, whistling, yeah. Okay, so you're back on the elevator after that past experience.
You're going down now.
Yeah, you're going down. So you start on the, say 10th floor or whatever.
Okay.
So you start on that floor. You press ground floor.
Okay.
7th floor. Guy shows up. Ground floor is pressed. Looks.
Press it again.
Why the fuck are you pressing it again? It does absolutely nothing. You have accomplished nothing. Why are you pressing it again? Or just like the people who... Because the way it works, it's timed, right? Like, it'll be about 10, 20 seconds, and then it closes.
Yeah.
For those people who, like, they press the close thing.
Yeah,
and
I do that.
But it does nothing.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
no,
it does.
It's on a timer. What you do changes absolutely nothing.
We were doing this
I'm
again?
Telling you. 100%.
Look. No, you press the button.
No,
for the, why
no,
would they have
no.
it? Why would they have the closed door then?
Because if it was whatever, somebody kept it open, you can... But you closing it does nothing.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. It does not speed up the process in the least.
Yeah, pressing the ground, let's say the button, won't close... I think it might actually, but it won't close the doors faster. But if you press
it
the closed
not, no,
door...
It does nothing.
We're doing
I
this?
I swear to God, it does nothing.
We're checking.
Well, I mean, it depends on the building, I would think, but I can tell you, my building.
Well, it depends on the building. Now he's changing it now.
Like, asshole. On my building, people go like that. It does nothing. And like 10 seconds later, it closes.
He presses the closed door button?
Yes. He is pressing repeatedly the closed door button.
Does the closed door button on elevators actually work?
It doesn't work.
Okay. It's a fairly well-established fact that on most elevators, it's what essentially amounts to a dummy button.
Thank you.
Wait.
Thank you. You lose.
But it's not as if elevator manufacturers are installing an extra button just to give an illusion of control. Indeed, some guy says the button can be activated, but only by certain people. So, like you said, some of them work and some of them don't.
Yeah, thank you. Most don't.
Fuck that shit. It's worked for me.
Listen.
It's an illusion.
It's all in your fucking head. It's that one time.
Placebo button. It's a thing. Placebo button.
Placebo button? That's awesome. But it's that one time where you pressed it and the timing was perfect. And so you think, and then I'm just sitting back, right? I'm like, it does nothing. Your life is worthless. I fucking hate you. Your life is worthless. I hope you crash in the elevator. I'll die with you. I don't care. I'll sacrifice myself.
Just so you die.
Just so you fucking die. Fuck it. Fuck life. Life's worthless. There's no meaning.
What? There's no meaning.
There's no meaning. Fuck it.
Yeah, it doesn't. In some cases, the button may have been functional, but may have failed or been disabled during installation or maintenance. Bow, bow,
bow. Fuck, I hate being right. I hate it.
Good for you. We didn't waste money. Fuck.
I hate being right.
I think you got like 3 right in a row.
I know.
Row.
It's great. I hate being right.
Jesus Christ. This is not fun for me at all. I'm going to have to brush up on my Wikipedia before coming to fucking podcast.
That's all I do is
before
just
running
read.
My mouth.
That's all I do is read random articles all day.
That sucks.
Okay. So is it your turn? Is it my turn? Yeah.
I did it already. Limp handshake.
But I did the elevator pressing. Bar, bar, bar.
No, but that's the same.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, so.
Yo mama.
Okay. Do you want to go misheard lyrics? Or.
Yeah.
Why do so many assassins have 3 names?
Oh. What do you mean? Like who?
Okay, well, I guess we're going down that rabbit hole. Oh, he's gonna copy. Hold on.
Oh, is this the article that you sent to me? And then I was like, I'm not gonna read it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, don't read it.
While you are looking for the article that you should have prepared for already.
Ooh, the jab.
That was weird. I would like to point out that Heavyset mentioned live podcasting.
He did?
Is better.
Okay.
Well, there you go. See, people agree. Twitter agrees.
Fuck Twitter. I hate Twitter. No, they're right.
But you guys should know, listeners, that Old School sent me a message and said,
No, I didn't say that.
Yo!
No, it never happened.
Never happened, eh?
No. Don't take a screen cap and put on Twitter. Fuck you. Don't do that. No, I'm gonna reset
the... No, I just want to make sure that I
read... I'm going to reset the password on the Twitter account.
I'm going to make sure that I read it correctly.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
We got to move on.
Blah, blah, blah,
let's agree to
blah,
disagree.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah.
Let's agree to disagree. Okay.
Okay, I reluctantly agree with your in-person opinion. It is a lot better when we are face-to-face, even though you're violating my personal space. To what I responded. Ha! I knew it.
Okay.
So there you go, Twitter. Face-to-face. Ah! For life. Forever.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie.
Yes, Old School?
Why do so many assassins have 3 names?
Explain. Like whom? First of all, do you know assassins? I am worried.
I know so many assassins. Gabrielle Giffords, a 3rd member of Congress from Arizona, is in critical condition. This is a couple years ago. After being shot in the head Saturday, authorities have identified the would-be assassin as 22-year-old Jared Lee Lochner of Arizona. Noted political assassins Lee Harvey Oswald, James Earl Ray, and John Wilkes Booth also used 3 names. So did the man who shot John Lennon, Mark David Chapman, and several notable serial killers, Gary Leon Ridgway, John Wayne Gracie.
What the hell?
Paul John Knowles are also known by 3 names.
Is it like a code?
In fact, 9 of the top 20. Next page.
Suspense.
Dot, 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 dot.
So stupid that blogs. Yeah, blogs. It's so stupid that blogs have pages now. I hate it with all my life. That was weird. A little wet.
Show title. 9 of the top 20 serial killers in the United States ranked by body count.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, are known by 3 names. Is there a reason so many murderers use their middle names?
Especially that isn't the goal for you not to be found?
Like, yeah. Well, it seems to be coincidence. The 3 most famous political assassins in the U.S. history used their 3 middle names, but many others did not. For example, of then the 12 people who have made legitimate attempts to kill a U.S. president, former president, or president-elect, only Booth Oswald and would-be Ford assassin Sarah Jane Moore, another one, are commonly referred to by middle name, yeah. Julius. Oh, that was weird. I read it weird. Some. Yeah, anyways. But others do not. If you don't remember the other 8, 2 named assassins on that list, it's because most of them were unsuccessful. Consider. Anyways, this keeps going. So, okay. Yeah, so it seems to be like coincidence. It's kind of weird that all these fucking mass murderers and like people who kill the president. Or famous kill famous people, use their middle name.
That is weird. But I think it's at this point, it's probably like a trend. Like, if you want to become an assassin, like as a career.
Got to use it. If you want to be a serial killer, you better use your middle name. But the question is the press putting that middle name in there, even though it's not being reused?
Good question. Because
it's a thing?
That's a question. But I think that they sound much more badass if you say 3 names. You were reading it and I was scared a little
bit. Yeah, a little bit. we're not going to mention my middle name, but I hate it.
I know. It's funny as hell, though. I wish we could mention it.
I hate it. It's a short middle name.
No, I like it. I don't mind it.
Really?
Yeah, it's better than mine.
What's yours?
Are you going to believe it? Or? Yeah. Oh, you know what? Well, it's
Mounty.
That's my middle name.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
But yeah, anyway. So yeah, Twitter, what's your middle name? And would you... I don't think I would use my middle name if I was an assassin. Because isn't the goal to be...
Well, those guys aren't trying to get away with it, right?
They're not?
I don't think so.
Why?
No, well, a lot of people do it for notoriety, right? They want to get... Like, if you're in plain sight shooting the president, like, you're not getting away with
right.
it. Right. You're like, fuck you, president, boy, you know?
But
like,
a lot of them don't do it in plain sight.
Okay, last assassination attempts on the president or whatever, killed, whatever. How many of them fucking were like snipers? 0.
Yeah, no, what do you mean?
I don't think so.
Well, like...
Kennedy?
Kennedy, we don't know still who it is.
Yeah, it is. It's...
We do?
Yeah, well, everybody says it's Lee Harvey Oswald with the magic bullet theory.
But they're not sure.
They're pretty sure.
They're pretty sure?
Yeah, I think he admitted to it.
Yeah, right. How many millions did he get paid to...
John Wilkes Booth assassinated Abraham Lincoln. He was in a theater.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I should really brush up on my history.
You should. Anyways, yeah, so.
I think they were planted. But anyways, let's not get into that right now.
Conspiracy theory.
I was watching YouTube a few months ago. And I got into a very, very dark hole. And I started watching the whole, like, videos about Kennedy and stuff with the car and blah, blah.
That'll lead you down a nasty road.
Yes, it did. Yeah. Good go. Okay. You want to go to a Strictly Platonic? That was a word.
We might as well. And then we'll save the misheard lyrics for next week.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Okay. Or else we're going to have another hour.
Yeah.
Let's get the Strictly Platonic. Yeah.
So I went to Minnesota.
Minnesota nuts.
Minnesota? No.
Minneapolis. Minnesota.
Yeah, okay. I went to Minneapolis. I went to Minnesota everywhere. Okay.
Okay.
You ready? They're very tame. I was very disappointed.
Fuck you, Minnesota. I thought you'd be more like out there.
You ready? I have 5.
Is this Men Seeking Men?
It's everything. I went everywhere.
Men Seeking Men for everything.
No, I went everywhere.
MF,
like,
FM,
yeah.
MM.
By the way, so because, you know, you're a man, and so people say whatever, I went to Women Seeking Men just to check it out, and... It was so sad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the women.
There's like none?
It's like No, but it was sad. Like, I'm lonely.
Oh, jeez.
I just need to talk. I just need somebody to hold. It was just, like, sad. It was, I was like, oh, oh, oh. Like, wow. It was awful. Yeah.
And all the guys are like, yeah.
Yeah. Come in. Wedgies. And,
I want you to kick me in the balls.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you my dick.
It was
dick.
So weird. So I went to,
see
like.
My dick.
I went to men seeking men and men seeking women.
But do you think, like, the lonely chick would get together with the, like, oh, I'm so lonely, I need somebody to talk to? Yeah, yeah, you want to see my dick?
I don't know.
At the same time, you want to see my dick?
I don't know. The guys probably respond to those girls, though, yeah. Because if they're posting, hey, chances are, yeah.
Hey, I noticed you were lonely. You want to see my dick?
It's terrible. Okay, again, let me start. Let me start.
Okay, go.
Okay, ready?
So it's we'll just pretend it's male seeking male, I guess.
We'll just pretend that it's whatever, whatever. It doesn't
whatever,
matter.
Whatever, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
First one. Platonic tickle buddy. The title says it all. Love the playful male bonding platonic aspects of a... Whoa. Fucking people. Okay. Love the playful male bonding platonic, all in caps, aspects of a teasing, playful, light, gentle touch with fingertips. Beginning or ending with a cuddle is ideal. Super ticklish and playful here. Hit me up for pics. I'm 53, 6'1, 215, professional, DDF, and discreet.
Tickle buddy.
Super hey, ticklish.
Hey, buddy. Want tickle? Hey, buddy.
Okay. Boy needs a spanking or a diaper change? Age 44. You are around 18 or a college boy.
Oh, jeez.
Straight or gay, non-smoker who needs a spanking and even treated like a little, and even treated like a little once in a while. A little, quote unquote.
Oh, okay.
Send me a message if you need a big brother daddy or a daddy to take care of you. Sending a pic and an intro about you will ensure a response.
Okay, so can I just like wear a diaper and shit myself and he has to clean me?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. He's in the running. Diaper change is in the running.
Okay. Okay, so this was just awful what I had to put it in.
Do it.
Bottom looking for sat morning.
Bottom.
Do you have to think about it?
Oh. Hold on. So, hold on. Like, the bottom guy is, like, the dick guy, right?
Yeah.
I guess? Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
How would the top guy be the...
Hold on. Wouldn't the bottom guy be the dick guy? Okay.
Okay, let's read
the... How does it work? How does gay work?
Let's read the ad, okay? And we'll see.
Sure, go.
Body, average. Height, 5'7". Status, partnered. Age, 51. It's all 50s, eh?
All 40s and 50s, yeah.
Bottom looking for early Saturday morning one-on-one or group. Looking Ooh. To take a load or two.
Oh, Jesus. He is not fucking beating around the bush, right? He's like, I'll take a couple loads, no problem. Jesus.
And it says, let me know. That's it.
Wow.
Okay, next one.
Group loads for that guy.
Next one. Make a babe?
Make a baby or make a babe?
Make a babe. Make a babe?
Make a babe.
Looking for someone to have a child with.
Jesus.
Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I'm mid-40 and just want to have one before I'm old.
That's got to be a chick then.
Yes.
Yeah, because it wouldn't work.
Like, yes. No, work. No, it's a guy. Men looking for women.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Next one.
Wow.
Last one.
Okay, that guy was straight to the point.
Yeah.
Just make a babe.
Make a babe.
Make a babe.
Okay, last one. Okay. I have another one.
Okay.
Hanging out with a trans woman.
Oh, interesting.
Hello. I just want to be friends with a trans woman.
Oh, okay, a guy wants to be friends with a trans woman. Yeah. Okay. It's not a trans woman looking for friendship.
Mm.
Okay.
Pre-op or post-op, it really doesn't matter to me. I just want to be friends and go out clubbing and to dinner and movies. This is strictly platonic. And could potentially lead to more.
Potentially.
But depends on us, right? Anyways, send me a picture of you and I will respond with one of mine. You aren't a trans woman? That's okay. You want to put on a dress for me? Looking forward to hang out with you. It doesn't matter where you live. I can meet you anywhere.
Jesus.
Do you want a platonic tickle buddy?
Ooh.
Do you want... Are you a boy that needs a spanking or diaper change?
Diaper change. Diaper change is a strong. It's a strong.
Are you the top for the bottom?
But I, the thing is, I don't know what the bottom and the top is.
I don't know, but he wants to take a load, so...
That's here's the thing. If you were top, wouldn't you be taking the load? Because you'd be receiving it, right?
No, because...
Oh, he wants to get fucked in the ass.
Well,
no, but he's the bottom guy.
Yeah, he wants
Wouldn't he be doing the fucking?
No, he's the bottom. He's there. He's the bottom. So
he's bottom, is an ass.
Yeah.
I thought he meant bottom is in he's on the bottom and the other person's mounting him.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, but you're saying bottom is in like he's receiving it.
Yeah,
in
he's
the,
receiving.
Okay.
He's receiving. He's taking the load.
He's taking two loads.
Two loads.
He's ready for two.
Okay, so are you the top? Do you want to give him a load?
Give him a load.
Do you want to make a baby?
Make a baby.
Or?
Make a baby with another man? How would that work? We're assuming it's a woman?
Let's assume.
Okay.
And, or do you want to be the trans woman?
This is tough. All right.
Such good choices.
I mean, you know, all I have to do is really put on a dress and I get free meals.
That's cool. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. The other one, I could literally... put on a diaper and shit myself. I mean, I'm just doing the guy in the butt and giving him loads.
You're just doing that.
Just
no
doing
problem.
That, whatever. Or...
You could just tickle.
Tickle. I don't know. Like, it's a tough one. I think I'm going to go with the diaper. I think I'm... Diaper wins.
You're going to put on a diaper and shit yourself?
Yeah, dude, he gets to clean it up.
Oh my God. I did not expect that.
That's hilarious. I was expecting the flasher.
But he's going to spank you. You know that, right?
No, I don't want to be spanked. I just want him to wipe my ass.
But he's going to...
No, he didn't say spanking's mandatory. Did he?
Well, you need to...
Because that's a deal breaker for me.
I'm sorry,
but that's a deal breaker.
You need a spanking or even be treated like a little once in a while? Send me a message if you need a big brother or daddy to take care of you.
But here's the thing. Maybe I need a juice box. You know what I mean? Like, watch some cartoons or whatever. You know what I mean?
While he takes home the bacon?
I just don't want to be spanked. So that one's
But you're okay with him, like, changing your shit?
Yeah, whatever. And, like, give me a juice box and stuff. Making me Eggos.
I would love a juice box right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, make me some Eggos or whatever.
Give you a Pop-Tart.
So if the spanking is, like, happening, well, I'm out. And I'll go with Tickle Guy.
Okay.
But even the dress one's, like, whatever. Just put a dress on. You get a free meal. That's cool.
But you have to go clubbing in the dress.
That would be hilarious, though. You know what? No, I'm going to switch it to dress. I'm going to put a dress on and get a free meal. God. There you go. And then I'm done, and I'm going to go to the other guy's house and have a juice box.
I'll answer him for you.
Let him know.
We should totally answer these guys, like for reals.
Yeah, just ask it. So by bottom, did you mean...
I'm just making sure.
I don't know how that works. I got to look that up. All right.
Don't look it up at work.
No. And, yeah, it's not NSFW. All right, so are we ending on that note?
We're ending on that
diapers.
Note.
Diapers are a boy's best friend. All right. Plugs, final thoughts, Charlie.
If you want to contact us, give us stories or things to debate about, go and follow us on Twitter at the STFU podcast. Or else you could also send us an email at the STFU podcast. No, that's not it. The STFU.
No, you got it right, yeah.
The STFU
podcast
at gmail.com.
Sorry.
That's it.
And for archival episodes and all information, stfupodcast.com. Next week, as per request to Carp, we are taking the platonic train to Las Vegas.
See you later.
Nevada. Bye.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
What's up, man?